obviously, the big storyline in this game was going to be the performance of Carson Wentz in his first NFL start. Well, the Eagles got the ball first, and Wentz took the Eagles right down the field. They got to the 19-yard line, the far red zone. This was the first play in the far red zone once they got in. So you know what? This is a game plan play. This was the play that Doug Peterson wanted when they reached this point of the field. And you know that for a number of reasons. Number one, it was the first snap of what we call empty. Here is Wentz. There's nobody in the backfield with him. Okay, so it's an empty set. Now, they have what we call 11 personnel, which means they have one back. Here's Darren Sproles. They've got the tight end Ertz. The rest are wide receivers. Now, we're not going to move this yet, but we're going to clear the screen. And what they did here with this route concept is what we call mirrored routes. They have a slot fade by Matthews right here on this side, by Green Beckham on that side. Mirrored slot fades. Then with the outside receiver, Sproles, he runs a hitch. Aguilar, he runs a hitch. So you have mirrored routes on each side, and then you have Ertz running kind of the sit route right here in case nothing is available. So really what you have here is you have Wentz is pretty much going to pick a side. Now you'll see that this safety right here looks like he's on the side of Matthews now, but as the play starts, he starts to rotate ever so much into the middle of the field. So for Carson Wentz, he can pick a side. He's going to pick Jordan Matthews right here. Let's clear the screen and run this. It's a three-step drop timing play. It's a slot fade. You can't throw it any better than this. And keep in mind, most fades, there's a little more trajectory, but because Wentz was at the 19-yard line, it needed to be a little flatter. This was a beautiful throw by Carson Wentz for his first NFL touchdown. This was the second quarter. Now remember, when Carson Wentz was drafted, one of the things that really stood out when I studied his college tape was the fact that he understood checks and audibles at the line of scrimmage. Now you wouldn't necessarily expect to see that in his first NFL start, but this was absolutely beautiful. Let's look at this play. It was a completion to Jordan Matthews for an Eagles field goal. It set up that field goal. Now, what does Wentz see right here? First of all, he's under center. He's ready to run this play. Everything looks fine. Nothing out of the ordinary. Look at these linebackers right here as Wentz is under center. We're going to clear the screen and let this run. Watch what happens. As we let this run, the linebackers right here, freezer right there. Perfect. Because what did Wentz see? The Browns were in what we call a cross dog or fire X blitz. This was going to be a blitz. Wentz saw that. So what did he do? He audibled. Because what does he know that he now has? Number one, he's got a single high safety right here, which is normally the case with a cross dog fire X blitz. So now what does he do? Here's the route concept. You're going to get Aguilar running vertically, basically a post-type route, and you're going to get Matthews running a beautiful corner route, a very basic route combination that works really well against single high. Now, this is all on Matthews right here to run a beautiful route. But let's clear the screen and watch what happens. Look at Wentz. This is just what we talked about. Wentz is so good before the snap of the ball. He knew exactly what he had, takes the snap. Let's freeze it right here. Perfect. What you're getting, Aguilar on the clear, Matthews on the sail or corner route will be wide open. Wentz protected well. He's going to hit Matthews as we clear the screen. It's a beautiful throw, beautiful touch. But the key here was the mental part of the game before the snap of the ball. That was a beautiful job by Carson Wentz. That's advanced and refined quarterback play. This was 4th and 4 in the third quarter. The Eagles at the time had a 5-point lead. The ball is at the 40-yard line. You're not quite in field goal range. So this was a pretty gutsy call by Doug Peterson to go for it here when you could possibly pin the Browns deep in their own territory. Now notice what the Eagles do. They go in an empty set. Carson Wentz, no backs. So that means no one is available to pick up this double A-gap blitz here, which the Browns bring. So they end up getting a defender clean to Carson Wentz, and that's quick. Wentz, very smart here. He's going to hit Zach Ertz right here on the quick route. Let's clear it, and you'll see it. This is a beautiful job by Carson Wentz. He needed to get rid of this ball. A really precise ball placement throw, which was critical right there. Now, the very next play. Hey, if you're a quarterback and you get hit, maybe you want to hand the ball off, but this is the very next play, and I really like what Doug Peterson did here. First of all, it's a go route down below by Nelson Aguilar, and he's working against Joe Hayden, one of the better corners in the league. Aguilar gets a great release, but before we get to that, look at the coverage right now. You see the two safeties. Has the look of what we call a two-shell, where this both safeties are deep. Now, at the snap of the ball, that's going to change. They're going to rotate. It's late movement. Teams do this with a young quarterback to try to confuse him. This safety's going to work toward the deep middle. This safety's going to come down, which means right down here is the one-on-one coverage. Aguilar versus Hayden. That's the throw for Carson Wentz. So let's clear the screen and let's watch this develop. This is beautiful. See the safety go to the deep middle. Look at Aguilar win off the line of scrimmage. This ball could not have been thrown any better by Carson Wentz for the touchdown that put the Eagles ahead 22-10. What a great performance by Carson Wentz in his first NFL start. Poise, composure, two touchdowns. Most importantly, no turnovers. I'm already excited about next Monday night against the Chicago Bears.